Rasidiri busuria ya matara babusuti di braba basaya. Uria ya materi busuria ya matare busu braba katiri busuria ya materi sitiri busui. Uria ya materi busuria ya lala busuti di brasati di busur di braba batiri busui. Uria ya 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 matare busuti di brasati di busuti di lala 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 Ula babara siti de boso tiri araba baka tiri boso ye. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Atata tu siak tu Jesus ya tingani. Uluta na kaisi ma ye ku yali juti ya bu Lord. Atani tu ngasuti ti yu ma yugilin nit. Atani niktu yu ma yugilin nit. Upigu sugu ma yuga tani ilin nut pinguk tu tau si mangata. Sana yau si mangata ilin nit angin lakta kayusa ukuluta. Ilin nisak kayak titi kuluta guti yugabit. Ayu hangit tu alu gavi pijun na cok tu angun lutillo sunale mati an sana la gavi atane guti ko yegi batti git tamak walu tamak miti akai sima ya tatane ko yali juti gi yavur kay khatak ne ata dilu tamak wa tamak me ko yali juti gi yavur Lord in the name of Jesus o atane lu ilin ya ditta khatak ne atu dey ko atu ni juti gi me yavur anan dan junay ti moksudik ta khullu git atane anan ni junay ti pinesu akullu guta ko akuti gi lu git o khalla khullu ti atane tamassuminga tu siaktu ko Lord Hallelujah to say you got down the day quarter duty about an eok to the makulluit and the junate mu Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to need take well as singing at the Okatanatu. I sing in the pillar at an eternity duty and the junate mux to the Tahuluit. Hallelujah, Paloma Yagamabu Matitinatane. It be been a swarming and a Takuru Magata. It be good evening and a Takuru Magata and it am assuming to see after the Lord in Jesus' name. Oh Rababa Basidi de Bada da 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 Masia la Masaya. Oh Rea Yamati de Astate de Brosoti de Maraba Babasia. Oh Rea Yamati de Bosoria Yamati de Bosoti de Alama Rebabacati de Bosoti de Alama. Oh Rea Yamati de Bosoti de Brababacati de Bosoria Yamatara Bosoye. Oh Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit upon your people. Pour out your spirit like never before. O Rabba Baba Siti Reboso Rabba Baba Siti Remosoye. Inu kotita tula kila sokta osimanak tahak palo. Teko kila sokta osimat yuti gijangit. Kila kau jatak tau kulugit ilin nutu siak tugu Jesus satinganit. Hallelujah kita yake hak tahak palo teko atene. Ak sokta kulugit Jesus siu atinganit. Timi migulu teko ania hak tu atene ak kita gomajatene Lord. Tamani pinesu awasam iluitunguk tita ukulluit, akit ta ukulluit, iluitunguk tita uluti kanuigun nerdo tillo, atene tamasuming atu siyaktu guloan. Hallelujah, guti nertuk ta ukullutit, ayuwa hangin itaku yaukan ne kullugu. Atene do teku atikin nertu tunit jutikin miyavut, tamangol ullu mikhang atene aktut, ingi ane aktulu atene tunit jutikin miyavut, akutingin isaputi yausim akulluit, kanuingiti akullugu atene Anandana junaita matokta khulluya tanita masuminga tu siyaktu go Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. O Rabba Basidi de Borosati de Busote de Bartete Brasatera Musui. O Rabba Basate de Mosote Rabba Basiti de Busora Mama Masiti de Musui. O La Barria Yamati de Busote de Barababa Basatera Musui. Atanina kummi Lord Jesus, hallelujah, atani yugavi angi yukkaktu angun lutillu, sala saksi magavi sulani maatiyani atani, pijujishi magavi watini tamakwa, kuyalit jutigi yavu pijujishi rishimayati watini Lord. Hallelujah, niktukpagi atani, kuyagi vegi atani. Oh hallelujah, kilaku jatik tigun, ikualaktumi ummatittini atani, sanavigi kanak tigun. Ikualan ng nujunay tu ikualan ng pinaso akan ni kuluga tani tamas siminga tu siyak tu gulod. Oh Rabba Baba Siti de Boso Rabba Baba Siti de Boso Rabba Baba Sete de Boso ye. Oh Rabba Baba Siti de Boso Siti de Rabba Baba Siti de Boso Siti de Rabba Baba Sete de Boso ye. Oh Rabba Baba Rabba Baba Siti de Basa Siti de Boso Rabba Baba Sete de Boso ye. Thank you Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In certain ways. Oh, Rabba Babas. Yes, yes. Maybe we just sing one song. Woo, woo, woo. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Tamanik vetane khuyegi vattigi tamani nege yepichutigillugu okhaksi magavi ma opinga sullu nikati matu akpata akun ningane nyana akhsi magavi tamani kavilatane tamanna pilligu nattu pattigi upigi vattigi tunga sullu tilatane pinaswaage tunga sugi Jesus hallelujah kavi matte aga vishunname kingo magi yakmangata Sunat tabbalo isak sa manelu tabbani ito kawiy matyak sa desuna mikingo magiyak ang mga ata. Guti ito ni sivigila ukit Allah ang ataano ang ikutigi si mayati. Tamakwa atan ito ni tutigila ukit binukutingin nyo. Nagiulak ito ko tamani pinaswakos ng pinaswakfeo niya ata. Nagiulak ito ko ang iyo alo ni atan ito ni siyo magavit. O matitin niyo palungayak si mayumayo ko taman na pitutigilu ko. Hallelujah. Ang katigi ito naman na tutsiak to will not be Jesus you, Christ is you, atinganit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Nakumik, koyan namik, ing ilaw kagisi. Tema, isak si mga tangit ito, tuts tamani imok til gulako, tanok kuyak tayo katong naman. Tutsiak katigi katong na ato lako, teko sivun ningani, Tamang mga kumayo, ilinya kita ulang itu juga. Tamang mak semak kata kau yang kalau tu siak ketiga katang ni yang ada sih pun dengan ni umat itu upalung ayak lugu. Umat itu upalung ayak katang ni ada guti mumpiti tahu juga kata. Hallelujah. Ammalo, tamang itu ayam nak kagai kita ilang. 10 minutes to in the world, Akimat Taula, Kagumago, to see a look at Tom Nerata, Tamani, Akimat Taula, Katarun, to see a look at Tom Nerata, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, Tamani, Kolani, Ilniakitolo, Midiluda. So, we want to encourage everyone to pray. So, we're going to have a prayer meeting. It's going to open 8 o'clock in the morning. And before the teaching session starts, and at the noon hour, once the session is over, there's going to be two sessions in the morning. Ma ulakang ayun ni kilinyat yoko katong na mulakot piyagil si malakpati tamani kulani piyagatwa ay gutatusya katigila yoko katong na ngata taiko ilaw katago mayo tamang kimatdalo kena katong na put tusya katigila katong na ngata tamana tukis ilaktuay hallelujah. Guti pinaswang na ngani takuyo mabisi. Yes. Takuyo matawakot na guti. Tusiak lo takisiyan yung ma. Nukiyo, tamas mga kamalaw kakakomang ula. Kamalaw kama. Takuyo ili. Isu magigya ulo akatake ili. Ilin niya dito katang niya aksu. Tusayo katang niya aksu lo. Ammalo, tusayo yun nakto ni. Pitakatawa ka ukuwa. Tusayo daw tigisiyo ngunin. Tusayu walliat daw tigi yun. Tema yun, pitakakun nakat, pigu magaluang mayigut. Umana pitakakaluang mat. Tusayu yutin ni tema yun. If there's anybody who can do simultaneous translation, we want volunteers. There's some equipment, but we need some interpreters. for those who cannot speak in a digit. Okay. Man ilinyak tayo lo kan niya kat tan John Spiller na mi kawji masimba yun nagalaw ko kat taman John Spiller na mi kawji masimba isa kay nalawlan John Spiller na tayo na ito taman ipalaw to tamang mga katakon niya makunikalag tan King of BC mamma tayo subinga inigivalaw tangan in tapungak si malunit ini niya titilawkan niya man ammal tusayi siya ni pigumagala wakto ta rodain na takukay na kukaw yaka tusayi kun na kawit tusayi akukala wakta git na kung may taan na ini niya titilawkan niya man David Elliot tunga sutikay na lawlawot kailaw kakit ammal tusayi nga rota thank you Lord
1, 2
Is that one good? Hallelujah. Oh, it's so good to be with God's people. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And this week, this gymnasium has been set apart, sanctified as God's house.
And
as we come together, we need to remember that we are coming into the house of the Lord. I'm reminded of the time Moses was on the side of the mountain. And he saw the burning bush. And he turned aside to see what the bush meant. And the Lord spoke to him out of the bush. And said, Moses, take off your shoes. Because you're standing on holy ground. The Lord is here today. And this is holy ground. As sure as he spoke to Moses, he wants to speak to us. He wants to give us a clear word. A word that will establish our life. Establish our walk so that we can serve him. And this morning we're going to look at some principles. We're going to look at the principles that will establish in our walk. We need to build our life upon the principles that God and the Lord Jesus Christ has given us to build it upon.
How
many of you know the importance of a good foundation?
I know
in the community of Pangerton, a few years ago, high winds came.
A what?
High winds came.
Oh.
And there were houses that were not on solid foundations. And those houses were picked up and put into the bay. Even the co-op store was picked up and put in the middle of the runway. And when the winds of life come against us, we'll find ourselves blown with the wind if we do not have a good foundation. Now, in some communities, they put cables over the houses. And they put ties into the ground, pipes into the ground. And they anchor the houses so they won't blow away. And the Bible tells us we have an anchor. And his name is Jesus. And if we're tied firmly to him, when the winds come, and as sure as the winds blew here 2 days ago, the winds will come in your life. And if you're not prepared, you will be blown away with the wind. Many Christians are blown away with the wind. And they become discouraged and downcast. And they begin to reach out to the world instead of reaching out to God. Because they did not have that foundation to hold them in place. Now I want us to turn to the scriptures. And we're going to see what the Bible says. Not what Eliot says. But what the Lord Jesus says. And we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew chapter 7.
Verse 24. And I'm going to read it to you. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to be the wise man who built his house on the rock.
Matthew
7, verse 24.
Sir, tako kayang ina min titok tuni. Atok titok kain lang.
Do you want to read here?
I don't have my glasses.
Oh dear.
Okay. He's bringing in two.
Wonderful.
Matthew 7:24.
And the rains descended and the floods came.
And
the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. Now the foolish man it's verse 26. Okay, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rains descended. And the floods came. And the winds blew. And beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Now, it was that when Jesus ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his work or teaching. For he taught them as one having authority. And not as the scribes. We're just going to stop and ask the Holy Spirit. To be our teacher this morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. Jesus said that when you would come, you would not lift up man or lift up yourself, but you would lift up the name of Jesus. And you would lead us into all truth. We welcome you as our teacher this morning. Prepare our hearts. Sow your word as a seed. That we may grow in your grace and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now this passage that I just read is the last teaching that Jesus gave on the Sermon on the Mount. If you want guidelines for your life and how to live, Jesus gave us those guidelines on the Sermon on the Mount. And he finished his teaching by telling us that there are two types of people. Wise people and foolish people. What are you? What am I? The Word of God tells us that it depends upon what we are building our life. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Are we foolish? You would say no. I believe in God. I accepted Jesus as my Savior. But sometimes when I look at your life, your life does not reflect that you believe in God. And now I'm not saying this to discourage you. Because what I want to share, I want to encourage you. You see, if we build our life on the rock, our life will show others that we believe in God. And so this morning we're going to look at some foundation. And we already understand the first basic principle of foundation. In Isaiah and in Peter, the Lord said that he was laying a cornerstone in Zion. Now we understand that Zion represents the church. Now that cornerstone is the most important stone. Because it is upon that which everything else is built and rests. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. We cannot build our life upon the Great Spirit. We cannot build our life upon Buddha.
buta malilogo tunga vegilogo inosibo onnang innatigo.
We cannot build our life upon the God of our understanding. We can only build our life upon Jesus. He is the first foundation stone. Now, upon that, God has given us principles. And when I say principle, I mean truth, truth from His Word. Truth never changes. If it changed, it would not be truth. And so we need to learn what the truth is. Because as we learn each truth, it becomes another foundation stone. Upon which we can build our life. So that when the storms of life, when the rain, when the rain and the wind and the other persecution and problems that everyone faces in life, when it comes against us, we will not be like the waters in the bay. They go whichever way the wind blows. We will stand firm. And we rejoice in God's goodness. We will understand what it means that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so I want to turn to another passage. And I want to turn to, well, Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrews 6.
And before I read that, I want to remind you of something, a word that God gave to Moses. I had this in my notes and I didn't look back. And I feel it's important that I share it with you before I go on. When Moses went up into the mountain, and the Lord gave to him the law and gave to him the pattern for the tabernacle, he told them that he was to build according to the pattern he received. The Lord said, make sure you build according to the pattern I gave you in the mountain. And so I was reflecting upon the mountain. And I thought about a different mountain. And I was reminded of a pattern that was given to us in that mountain. And this is a very important mountain because this weekend, Easter weekend, we remember that mountain. Yesterday, Pastor Peter talked about what happened on that mountain. And we call that mountain Mount Calvary. And you see, God gave us a pattern. On that mountain. He gave us the pattern when Jesus stretched out his arms. And he laid down his life for our salvation. And so when we are seeking the plan of God for our lives, the mountain that we look to is not the mountain that Moses went to. It is the mountain that Jesus went to. Because it is only through the finished work of the cross it is only through God's grace and it is only through God's mercy that we can obtain the pattern from Him. But it's not hard to obtain. All we have to do is kneel at the foot of that mountain. Now I was reminded that there were three crosses on that mountain. And those three crosses speak to each of us. As I read a devotion this week, I was reminded of those three crosses. You see, there was one man on one cross who died in his sin. He was the one who did not accept Jesus as his Savior. There was one who died to sin. That was the one who accepted Jesus as his Savior. And there was the one on the middle cross who died for our sin. Praise God for the mountain. Praise God that we can go to the mountain. And we can know that we have our sins forgiven. That we can walk as God intended us to walk. Now there is another passage. And I want to read it before I go to Hebrews. And this is found in Corinthians. And 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 10. 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 10.
I bring Corinthians 5, 10. You want me to read it?
Yes, please.
You're going to read it?
I'll read it first.
Okay.
You have it. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now, this refers to the judgment seat of Christ. And I share this verse to emphasize the importance of building our lives properly for Christ. Now the word of the Lord makes it very clear that sinners only will appear before the white throne judgment. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we have heaven as our home. But the word of the Lord also says that when he returns, there will be a time when we sit before him and his judgment seat. To be accountable for what we have done with what Jesus has given us.
In 1
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God. And he reminds us that there is no other foundation can anyone lay. Than that which is laid, Jesus Christ. But then he says, see that you build. With good things. Gold, silver, precious stones. Not wood, hay, or stubble. Because we want to have precious things to offer to the Lord when he returns. And if you have not got precious things, but you have been building with hay, wood, and stubble, you have an opportunity this week to let God burn that up. Let the fire come and purify you in your walk and your relationship. It's better to start with nothing and build well than to build on something that will collapse later. You see, as I've shared with you before, and as many have shared with you before, God is a God of new beginnings. He is a God of fresh opportunity. And so let's work together to allow God to work in our lives as only he can do. Not according to what we think, but according to what the Word of God teaches us. And so now we can go over to Hebrews chapter 6. And we're going to read the first three verses. The word of the Lord reads, therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection or maturity. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of doctrines of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. For this we will do if God permits.
Ayo hito siu Christo simi pigialisak to siu tauning ahimalogo. Now
verse 3 says this, and this we will do.
Verse 3, Muhammad, tamanna atulangayavon.
To do something means we must choose to do it.
Ima atulangavogo latuagotta niruagayaharata taimailanganirmi.
Before I go to the first principle that I want to look at, I want to ask a question. How many of you here want to know a secret? Do you like to know secrets? There are secrets in the Word of God. That He wants to reveal to us. A matter of fact, in Deuteronomy, it says the secret things belong to God. But the things that He reveals to us belong to us and our children forever. Do you want to know a secret, really? Now, this isn't a real secret. But for some of you, it might be a revelation. It might be the opening of a secret to you. You see, from the very beginning when God created us, He gave us a secret weapon. It is the greatest weapon that the Christian has. It is greater than faith. It is greater than hope. It is a tremendous weapon. It was given to Adam and Eve in the garden. God reminded Moses of it when he came down off the mountain. Every great man and woman of God was reminded of God of this weapon. A matter of fact, in Exodus or Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy, the Lord specifically named this weapon.
Test. And we
are going to stop for a moment while we change the other microphone. We'll take a station break. It's time for a commercial. In between services, there will be tables over here with resources and t-shirts. Please be sure to visit them.
Where's the coffee?
The coffee's coming later. Okay. Hallelujah. All right, commercial's over. Now here is the secret weapon. Do you remember that in the garden there were two trees? You remember that God gave to Adam and Eve, our first parents, everything they needed in the garden? And he put two trees in the garden. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge and good of evil. And he told them they could eat of every tree in the garden but that one. And he left the choice to them. Now listen to me. I just told you what the secret weapon was. Did you hear it? Now I know Joshua and Janet heard it.
How
many others heard it? What is the first letter in English is C? And the word in English is choice. And that was the word in Inuktitut. You see, choice is the secret weapon. You made a choice to accept Jesus as your Savior. You made a choice to repent. You make a choice every day when you get up. Will I stay in bed? Or will I get up? Will I serve God? Or will I serve the devil? Will I be good to my wife? Or will I be bad to my wife? Everything that I do in my life, as a Christian, as an unbeliever, requires choice. It is the most powerful weapon we have. Now in Hebrews, he says, and this we will do. He is making a decision to do what God has said he should do. That is choice. Now we can move on now that we know what the secret weapon is. Now you see, it wasn't really a secret. But all of us need to know the secret of how important it is. You see, God has created you. You were created in His image. And you were created to reproduce the image of God. Not the image of the devil. Not the image of my parents. Even though I might look like my parents, God has called me to reproduce the image of Jesus. And before I can reproduce that in others, in my children, in my friends, It must be reproduced in me.
And
that's a choice. I choose to let God change me. Into the image of Jesus. Now we look at the first foundation principle. And it is found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.
Chapter 6, verse 1.
And the word is repentance. Do you understand what repentance means? Let me illustrate it for you. You see, when I was a sinner, and I was in the world, I was walking this way. It was not God's way. But I met Jesus. And he showed me that that way led to death. You see, the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto man. But the end of that way is death. And so like it said in Deuteronomy, where we were given a choice to choose life, I chose life. And I repented. I repented of my sins. I asked the Lord to forgive me. And as a part of my repentance.
Pardon?
As repentance, I turned. And I no longer walk the way I was walking before. A matter of fact, I walk away from the things that I was walking toward before. I don't walk toward the things of the world. I do not choose the things of the world. And I choose the things of God. Now when I say I don't choose the things of the world, I'm talking about those things that have been dirtied and soiled by sin. I'm not talking about God's provision in the world. There are many good and perfect gifts that have come down from the Father. There are many things which He has blessed us with that are in the world that are good things. And I am not talking about those things. I am talking about that which causes me to walk toward death. The things of the world that destroy my life. The Bible calls it sin. And sometimes in the church we forget to call sin sin. The world calls it choice. But it's not God's choice. And when it's not God's choice, it's sin. An example that I will give to you is homosexuality. The Bible calls that sexual sin. It is not choice. It's not being an adult and choosing what I am free to do as an adult. It is choosing to sin. If I abuse my wife, I am not loving her as Jesus loved the church.
And
he gave his life for the church.
And
if I am not loving her like Jesus loved the church, then it's sin. And when you repent, you turn from those things. And you turn toward the good things of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has given us so much better things than the world has to give. When we choose the ways of the world, we choose death. But when we choose the ways of God, we choose life. And Jesus has come that we might have life. And that more abundantly. Now, if you are still following the old ways of the world, it means you have not truly repented. And if you have not truly repented, you have not laid the first foundation stone. And you will stumble and fall in your walk. And you will find yourself in sin again. Now there is an answer to that. And the answer to that is found in 1 John. He said, if we confess our sin, he is just and faithful to forgive us of our sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
Jesus Christ,
but there must be true repentance. There must be a turning. And you may say, but I can't turn, I am caught. I want you to know that Jesus is there to help you turn. He has sent the Holy Spirit to help you turn. He has sent the Holy Spirit to help you in your walk. If you don't turn, it's because you have not chosen to turn. Because whatever you turn and make the right decision and choice, Holy Spirit will come alongside and help you to walk that way. He is the power of God. He is your authority and your power. Invite him to walk with you. To help you when you turn. So that you can have true repentance in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to stop there for a break. We've looked at the first